From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Striking Syria with missiles is one option U.S. President Donald Trump is considering to retaliate for the latest alleged chemical attack blamed on Syria's government forces. That's according to the White House. The president's defense secretary, Jim Mattis, also responding Wednesday. He says evidence of what happened Saturday near Damascus is still being studied. During a meeting with his Dutch counterpart, Mattis was asked by a reporter whether he had seen enough evidence to blame the Syrian government.
We're still assessing the intelligence, ourselves and our allies. We're still working on this.
Is the U.S. military ready right now to conduct a retaliatory strike if ordered?
We stand ready to provide military options if they're appropriate, as the president determined.
The World Health Organization said on Wednesday around 500 people had been treated for signs and symptoms consistent with exposure to toxic chemicals after that suspected poison gas attack. The attack is believed to have killed at least 40 people. One of the United States' top lawmakers and Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, says he won't seek re-election for his seat this November. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer with more.
In making the announcement, Ryan said the November elections were not a factor in his decision.
Look, you all know me. I didn't take this job to get the gavel in the first place. I'm not a guy who thinks about it like that. This really was two things. I have accomplished much of what I came here to do, and my kids aren't getting any younger. And if I stay, they're only going to know me as a weekend dad, and that's just something I consciously can't do. And that's really it right there.
The speaker vowed to continue to work on entitlement reform during the remainder of his time in office. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ryan has served in Congress for 20 years. This is VOA News. A military plane crashed in Algeria on Wednesday, killing 257 people in the country's worst air disaster. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
More than 250 people have died after an Algerian military plane crashed into a field on Wednesday in what is the North African country's worst ever air disaster.
When we arrived at the spot itself, we found piles of bodies. It's a disaster, an absolute disaster. I don't want to speak about the bodies.
Algeria's defense ministry said 257 people were killed, most of them from the military. 10 crew and others described as family members were also among the victims, and a number of survivors are being treated at an army hospital.
That was David Doyle reporting. The cause of the crash is not yet clear. As thousands of National Guard troops deployed to the Mexico border, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions brought his firm stance on immigration enforcement to New Mexico, where a group of Southwest border sheriffs were meeting on Wednesday.
We have a crisis here. We know it. The president knows it. And we're determined to do something about it.
This comes the same day California Governor Jerry Brown agreed to deploy 400 National Guard troops in response to President Trump's request. Trump has asked border states to send 4,000 troops to the southern border to combat illegal immigration and drug trafficking. Brown said the troops would join an existing program to combat transnational drug crime, firearms smuggling, and human trafficking. Pope Francis has admitted that he made grave mistakes in his handling of clergy sexual abuse in Chile. In an extraordinary public letter released by the Vatican Wednesday, Francis summoned all of Chile's bishops to the Vatican for an emergency meeting in the coming weeks. The Pope also invited the victims he had once doubted to Rome to seek their forgiveness personally. President of Episcopal Conference of Chile, Santiago Silva, responded at a news conference.
It's evident that
he says, it is obvious that we don't do or have done enough. It's obvious that there is so much to do, but our commitment is that this never happens again. Francis blamed a lack of truthful and balanced information for his failure in judging the case of Bishop Juan Barros, a protege of Chile's most notorious predator priest, the Reverend Fernando Caradima. Francis strongly defended the bishop during his January visit to Chile. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee has held a confirmation hearing for President Trump's pick to be U.S. ambassador to South Sudan. We have much more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.